proclamation number 8624 dated the September 23, 1963. Destruction of Earth is the result of experiments. The final work of the Earth's destruction will be triggered by you humans yourselves. And I will not stop you, because I also consider the spiritual substance which, as a result of this work of destruction, will be liberated from matter and able to continue its process of development in new forms on the new earth. You have been informed of this several times already and yet have little belief, for the whole event is simply unimaginable to you. Nevertheless, it is the conclusion of a period of development which will lead to a new period, so that the work of return can once again successfully proceed in lawful order, which was no longer evident before the destruction of the old earth. My adversary completes his last satanic work by influencing people to do something which he has no power to do himself, to destroy works of creation, in the belief of thereby releasing the constrained spirits and taking control of them. He manipulates people and induces them to carry out all kinds of experiments which, however, will fail with devastating effect due to people's lack of knowledge. For people dare to experiment without having explored the outcome, they will unleash forces they cannot control and consequently are doomed to die. And with them the creation work Earth, too, will be subject to enormous destructions. The entire Earth's surface will totally change, all works of creation on Earth will fall prey to destruction, the effects will penetrate to the core of the Earth, and thus one can speak of a destruction of enormous proportions although people themselves will not be able to observe it, apart from the small flock which I will lead away from Earth beforehand into a realm of peace. I myself would never allow such destruction if I would not thereby gain new opportunities of salvation for the still constrained spiritual substance, which has already languished for an infinitely long time in hardest matter. Yet continued development would also be possible for this spiritual substance if people did not reverse the lawful order and always just lived up to their helpful task on Earth. But people no longer live within divine order, and therefore my adversary exerts great influence over them and impels them to start a process in the hope of gaining the return of the constrained spirits to him. And I will not stop him, since it still depends on every person's own free will to comply with my adversary's inducement. Nevertheless, regardless of what people do, I will always know how to utilize the effects of their actions correctly. For even the world of darkness is subject to me and my might, and it will have to serve me while at the same time taking part in my work of return, if only unconsciously. But I have always known the direction of humanity's will and I was able to incorporate it in my plan of salvation. I know when the moment in time has come when spiritual progress can no longer be expected. I also know when the time has come to liberate the constrained spiritual substances, and therefore will not prevent people's activity when they set an enormous work of destruction into motion due to their misguided will, which aims for my adversary, and thus people are his willing instruments. For he himself is unable to destroy any work of creation, he cannot dissolve any kind of matter and all power over the spirits has been taken away from him. This is why he tries to regain it, and people who belong to him contribute themselves towards the disintegration of matter, at first through countless experiments which then take on proportions which matter can no longer withstand. But I allow the spirits captivated therein to be set free, if only at the expense of humanity, which itself has reached a spiritual low that requires a new banishment into matter. and irrespective of what my adversary and the people who belong to him will undertake, in the final analysis it will nevertheless serve the progress of the spiritual substances again, which is meant to reach perfection one day. Therefore my plan of salvation will surely be implemented, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.